I want to just reflect for just a moment on the song we just sang and then the song that's what was called out next. One thing I love about congregational singing and about congregational selection of songs is that we have an opportunity to speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. We speak to one another both in our singing and in what we call out. And so we have a reflection of where your minds are. So the song that was just sung was Grace, 'Tis a Charming Sound. The song that's selected to be sung next is How Tedious and Tasteless the Hours When Jesus No Longer I See. We began our service this morning by reading 1 Peter chapter 2, the first few verses. And both those thoughts are reflected in this passage. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings. You know, sometimes those things don't feel like malice and guile and envy and evil speaking. Sometimes they just feel like life, just living life. Life with its frustrations, life with its disappointments, life with its conflicts, just life. But then at times we see, I am tired. I'm tired of life. I'm tired of where I am in life. And that is preparation. How tedious and tasteless the hours. It's preparation for this as newborn babes. Desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby. That says there's help. There's answers. There's milk. There's growth. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. We just sang, grace taught my soul to pray. So grace made me look outside of myself to look somewhere else for help. And made mine eyes o'erflow, found the help. 'Twas grace that kept me to this day and will not let me go. Brothers and sisters, if you have found that the Lord is gracious, he's gracious. There's grace in Jesus Christ. Then you can come and come and come and come again as unto a living stone. We're building our lives upon a foundation who is alive, who has life, gives life, renews life, revives life. So come to Jesus Christ today as you sing these songs, as you hear this word preached. Think of it as milk that you desperately need to grow, and it's in full supply in Jesus Christ.